Hello everyone and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 17th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers in Content. Jocelyn is away on vacation this week, so I will be running the shop solo, actually happening this time. Jocelyn will not be stopping by. She is actually going, I was on vacation, but she is away from the office, as opposed to me, where I was away from one office, but close to my home office. You get the idea. Either way, over the vacation, I had a bit of a burden of choice, which is a real problem for me. I just always have so many games to choose from and not enough time to play them. And not that I have more time on vacation, I just have more energy because I'm not focusing on work. I'm more focused on family and just hanging out with the kids and Ashley as well. So when I have all this extra downtime from being able to stay up a little later, play during naps, that sort of thing, I was trying to decide what to play. And to the point where I made a list, because, you know, they always say, make a list, it'll make you feel better. That did not make me feel better. It felt worse. So that being said, I finally arrived and settled on FAR, Lone Sails. It's a game that out of the blue, someone had sent me a code through Keymailer, and I'm like, what is this? Usually the games I get through there are spotty at best, and I thought maybe this was another one of those, but it turns out this is actually a really cool game. It's a quiet experience that has you micromanaging a large ship as you traverse across a vast landscape, and I'd say desert, but it's more than that. It's desert, seaside, sort of plains type stuff. It's really interesting. It was just a really nice and relaxing experience, and it lasted about 3 hours, and I was in and I was out and just had a really good time with it. So I look forward to talking about that on this week's Gamers In. As I said, Jocelyn's on vacation, so I will be joined by a past guest host returning. That's Josh. So he's been having some fun in RimWorld, and if you want to get a preview of some of the adventures he's having, you can follow him on Twitter over at @_JDC. He's been mentioning me a couple times. I guess I'm one of the characters in the game, and I'm getting up to some shenanigans, so I look forward to hearing more about RimWorld on Thursday. As for Summoner's Call, a new episode went up on the feed just yesterday, Monday, with more Game Club. Really enjoying my time in Shadows of Valentia. I never did finish it when it came out mid last year, and I really hope some of you are playing alongside us. I'd really like to know how you've been doing in the game, or if you have played it previously, what you thought about it. Eddie and I have been chatting about how Game Club will look in the future and how we'll choose our next game, and I had suggested, hey, why don't we do a poll and just ask the listeners, and then this way we don't have to worry about, oh, who has the platforms and is this going to work for everybody? So we'll throw it out. We'll put together a list of maybe some surefire hits and maybe some lesser knowns that Eddie and I can get our hands on, and we'll put a poll out. I think our plan is about put the poll out a month before our projected end of Shadows Valentia Game Club. So we'll stay tuned on Summoner's Call, and that link will be in there. As for upcoming events, this week should be a game club, however, or not a game club, a game night for Patreon's Patreon game night. Whew. That's what happens when you go on not a real vacation. You not really forget how to podcast. You're just rusty. So yeah, it should be a game night. Now we are below our $50 per episode goal, and that's all right. But if you do want to up your pledge or you want to start pledging again, you can certainly do that over at patreon.com/thegamersin. Feels weird talking to people about Patreon because this is a Patreon show. However, anybody can access this show if they go to patreon.com/thegamersin. It's early access for patrons. So just throwing it out there, we won't have game night this month, but maybe next month it will be back. I know the summer is a little quieter for everyone, so we appreciate all the support everybody has given us over the years and currently as well. But yeah, as for new games, I got Sonic Mania Plus here. It's out today on all Sonic Mania platforms, Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Steam. It's a standalone game, but you can get the new stuff they've added. I think there's some new characters and some remix levels. You can get that in your regular Sonic Mania game with the Encore DLC. It looks like Sonic Mania Plus is a $30 title, and the Encore DLC is $5. Those are American prices. Cool. Well, New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over at Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a fantastic week.